Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Katowska and I will be your host. This is the UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of study, I would like to share my experience, knowledge, and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, fitness fads, and more. We will be answering your questions, we will have guest speakers, and what's most important, we will exercise together. Yes, you heard me right. In every episode, we will have a healthy dose of exercises that we will do together. So we won't just talk about fit life, we will actually experience the fit life together. Are you ready? Then let's go! My hair, my crown, my confidence. What is beautiful hair? Every woman wants it, but very few really understand how to achieve it. We color and curl it. We heat, gel, strengthen and spray it. We fret and fume over it. Spend tons of money on it. It is our crowning glory, a vital sign of health, youth and beauty. It is our hair and we want it to look great. Thick, radiant hair is a symbol of beauty and femininity. Everyone knows that having a head full of healthy, beautiful hair is your ticket to making head turns. For those of you who don't know it, losing your hair can be devastating for any woman, in many cases, men too. It can cost any normal healthy woman to suffer some type of mental issues or even depression. Narrow beauty standards makes it difficult for people to celebrate their uniqueness. Everyone experiences unrealistic beauty pressures. To break boundaries, we need to build confidence and challenge stereotypes. Today, we're speaking to Belinda, a hair expert who helps and educates people about hair problems and issues. She provides them with confidence on their hair health journey. Belinda is the founder of Trinity Trichology Clinic and Bell's Beauty Complex. She has spent over 30 years in the hair and beauty industry, having worked with over 23,000 plus individuals' hair globally. In her career, she has witnessed people with all hair issues and problems. Belinda's goal is to help further to educate people on how to look after their hair health. Belinda, welcome to the show.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser.
The station that makes you feel good.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited to talk about hair health and educate people. Yes, I'm really well. Thank you.
Right. So, you know, today we talk about something that is quite unusual. I would say unusual topic, because it's about the hair, the health of the hair, the confidence, how my hair is my crown and how it gives me confidence.
Yes.
You know, so I would like to start from kind of bringing more of your personality into a picture. And who are you, and why the interest in hair?
Well, the interest in hair has been since I was a young girl. Mm-hmm. I've always loved hair, the texture of it, the feeling of it, and all the different things we can make with it, you know, for all the hair types. I look at the hair as an art at times, the way I can create beautiful pieces out of it. I also as a cultural heritage, you know, it's what our ancestors have passed on to us. It is full of history, you know, depending on the kind of hair textures you have. Since I was a child, I've always had interest in hair and loved doing it. You know, it brings out the creativity and the best out of me. And, you know, when people are looking good, they feel good. I'm so excited with the work I've done on their hair. When I was young, I was braiding my friends' hair at school. They always come into me and say, Belinda, can you do my hair, please? You know, at break time, or, you know, I'll just do their hair. And when I finished my O levels, I just went straight into hairdressing for 3 years to learn more about hair and the different hairstyles that I can do. So at the age of 19, 20, I then opened my first salon in Ghana. You know, I ran it for a few years, and I met my husband, got married, came into the UK. And when I got here, oh my God, the hair textures, different hair that I saw, you know, it was amazing. I worked with a few salons. And then from there, I came across different textures, like mixed race textures, Caucasian hair, Asian hair. I was so amazed and fascinated. So I just even fell in love with hair more. And I spent over 25 years in the hair industry, hair and beauty industry, and I've worked over 23 plus people as hair when I'm having fashion shows, salons, clinic. And, you know, along the line, I witnessed many people with all types of hair issues and problems. I wanted to help them, you know, and educate them. Obviously, I was limited because I know about styling, but I didn't know about the scientific, my profession, you know. Even though I have trained in over 20 plus different hair sectors and worked on over 7,000 hours of learning and educating myself in different, you know, sectors of hairstyling, I have never come across, you know, the hair health, which is the trichology part, which is a different direction for me. So my concerns grew further, witnessing hair loss problems, cosmetic trauma, scalp condition like psoriasis and male parting baldness, you know, and traction alopecia. So that led me into becoming training to become an expert in trichology and becoming a trichologist. And after that, studying at Trichal Care Education, I became a member of the Association of Registered Trichologists. So to create awareness and help people with their hair health, yes. That is my story so far in hair.
Yeah, I mean, you've answered the question that I wanted to ask, because obviously I knew a little bit that you have around 30 years experience in the hair. Yeah. And so my question was, why is it so fascinating? And what's that about the health of the hair that we should focus on? But I think you briefly already explained it, and you said how the health of the care can be divided into different sectors and different aspects of this. So you said something about trichology. Is that correct word?
Yes, it's a trichology, which means I'm a trichologist. We basically deal with the scalp and conditions and diseases and disorders of the scalp and hair. Yes.
So what type of diseases and condition you could pinpoint, you can educate us about? What do we have to take care of when speaking about health and hair?
Okay, hair problems, you know, obviously varies in etiology or causes. For example, unfortunately, it may be a genetic predisposition. Mm-hmm. For example, with androgenetic alopecia, some people are carried the bald gene, you know, and this predisposes them to develop male or female pattern baldness or hair loss. With age as well, and can affect the androgens, which is the testosterone, and dihydrotestosterone on the hair follicles. There's one scenario where I can give a guy coming to me and complaining of hair loss, you know, thinning hair. Mm-hmm. And then obviously after the one-to-one consultation with him and going through his medication, his diet, his stress levels, sleeping patterns, nutrition, you know, because trichology, it's a holistic discipline. So I have to go through all this to know exactly, finding out exactly what is going on. So I realized that obviously he has the gene, okay? Mm-hmm. So it was triggered by stress. Wow. So I had to work with him to counsel him, to give him the right product to start using, the right medication, hair care practices, and also reducing the stress level and nutrition. So doing that, it also helped him, even though he will lose more hair, it will reduce the stress levels. If it reduces, it will help him reduce how his hair is going to shed, okay? Another example is a gene identified in a few years ago, which is called PAC13, in many Black women or Black textured hair. This is predisposed as well, and they develop a condition called CCCA, which is a long one, but I'll just try to say it. Central centrifugal cicatricial alopecia, okay? And if they adopt inappropriate hair care practices such as tight braids and relaxers and do not take care of their hair and also using straightness as well, heat, this can they can develop CCCA. It's a problem which often symptomatic, okay? So sometimes not going through the right way or eternally or through poor hair care, you can develop that. Because I have a lot of Black women or Black African women coming to me a lot with these problems because of the hair care practices. So education needs to be done for them to know that, okay, if I do this, this is the result, because it's slow and it's progressive. Yeah. Some people may also have medical issues such as thyroid problems or diabetes. These things, they may lead to excess hair shedding, dryness, and breakage over time and especially if left untreated, it can get worse. Other people may have just had a viral infection, you know, such as a common flu or COVID or high fever, and this may lead to excess shedding as well in a couple of months. So I have people, especially this COVID and the stress and the having COVID and flu, I work on them one-to-one as well, and then work with the nutrition, the stress level, hair care practices. And sometimes I even have to trim the hair or cut the hair off and start afresh with a good recommendation. Within 6 months, you know, you have to give it time. Hair doesn't just grow in 2 weeks. That's when people get confused and they keep adding products and things that are not even appropriate during that time of losing hair, you know. So I guide them through one-to-one consultation. I help them with nutrition, with the stress level, with the medication, with the food to eat, you know. And some people have medication that is also contributing to the hair loss, you know. So it's a broad conversation where we can talk about it the whole day. Some people have results of autoimmune conditions such as lupus, you know. Nutrition deficiency is also a major factor in hair loss conditions, often iron and vitamin D also to be checked as it plays a major role in hair growth cycle. Yeah. So, you know, you can talk about it the whole day. Many people.
I can actually see that really it's very broad, which is fascinating because, you know, yeah. I mean, I just look at my hair and think like, oh, okay, well, it's just the hair, you know, but it's not. It's not. No. Is actually there is entire health to it, entire separate sector to it. So, you know, the few pinpoints of genesis of the hair problem is genetics, right? And you would say stress factor. And
yes,
lifestyle, right?
Yeah, I would say genetic stress, autoimmune, diets, you know, people who are doing diets, dieting or extreme dieting, sometimes they don't have enough nutrients to supply to the hair because the body thinks about, the body uses all the nutrients for the kidney, the livers, the heart, the vital organs, and hair, nails, and skin is the last thing, you know. So if you don't have a balanced diet and good nutrition factors in your body, obviously, you can lose your hair. And also bleaching the hair, curly perms, relaxers, keratin treatment, you know, hair care regime, consistency, you know, with all that is the genesis of hair loss, medication, you know, even contraceptive, and also postpartum when people have babies, you know, after the hormonal changes, they will start losing the hair. So I work with people who have stress levels, who have nutritional deficiencies, who have autoimmune diseases, who have hair care practices that is not suitable for hair health. And I have a lot of people that I'm working with right now. Some people too, you know, junk food, eating processed food as well can also be a contributing factor. Yes, it is. So many
elements.
Yeah, element that will contribute to hair loss. You know, all these wicks people are doing with the glue, gluing their hair. You can lose your hairline. Even ballerinas. I have some ballerinas that I'm helping to also regain their hair because they hold the hair ponytail too tight because that is how the prescription of the hairstyle should be. So how to hold it and not it affecting your hairline as well is also important. So educating and creating awareness is you know, very important.
Funny that you mentioned ballerinas. I'm a dancer myself. I've never been ballerina, but I started from there. So I got to always having my hair in a bun, whatever I do, workout, exercise, dance especially. But then I remember reading something about the hairline and that if you pull your hair so tight, that's what causes, like you mentioned, hair loss and changing the hairline of your head. So I started to, I forced myself because I don't like to have my hair down. But because of those reasons, I really started try to relax those hairs. So just to give them air and just so they can breathe because they have their own living within themselves, you know. You need to give them a freedom sometimes.
Definitely. Obviously, traction alopecia is called traction alopecia. Mm-hmm. So if you put too much tension on the hair follicles, obviously you lose the hair. I mean, with the consistency, with how you do it all the time.
Right.
And I always educate people, be careful with the styles you do. When it comes to Afro-Caribbean hair textures, the braids, you know, the braids and the weaves and the tight hairstyles contribute a lot in traction alopecia. So I always advise my clients, I mean, I have people I'm working with, tens of people that I'm working, women I'm working with now, they come to me, we have hairstyle regimes that we're going to do, protective hairstyles, and it's not going to be painful. It's going to be soft. Obviously, I mean, if you're going to have braids or extensions done and it's tight, you can't sleep, you have folliculitis, you develop all these things and you're having headaches and tension on your hair, you're going to lose the hairline, you know, or patches of baldness in between the hair. So I'm working with them and I can see improvement in some of them if it's not cicatricia, which means it's not permanent hair loss. Mm-hmm. That is when we go to the medical side, you see. So if you come to me and they advise them within the hair care and also using the trichology knowledge to help them, it work both ways. So they're happy. Their hair is more softer in terms of braiding, in terms of ponytails they do, in terms of the styling process. And they will regain and will retain the hair on your scalp. So it's the education, the creating awareness is kind of a pandemic now that I have a lot of work to do, which I really am passionate about. Yeah,
I can hear, and it's fantastic. It's really educational because, you know, like I said, when the subject came to my attention, you know, there is not much I know about the hair. You know, I have Caucasian hair, so it's pretty simple. I can just put them into ponytail, and that's it. Off you go. But you know, I think it's reading about it more. It's fascinating how in many cultures, like you mentioned, hair is your crown. It's something that you wear. You shows your status at some in some cultures. Shows I don't know, the beauty of you. For example, Brazilian woman, they just cherish their hair like it's yeah, like it's their crown. Just the same as you mentioned, your background, African or Indian, they treat this hair the same way. You know, I would say for me, Caucasian, European, hair is just yeah, you want to have a good hair, but you never think about it in that aspect. So I think it's very educational for myself, you know, to look at it from different perspective.
Yes.
So, you know, do you think our mental health and physical health can help impact our hair condition? I think you've mentioned that already, but if you think so, then how to do it and how does it impact it?
Oh yes, our mental health and physical health can impact on our hair condition. You know, it definitely can. Those who lead a healthy, active lifestyle will probably have a lower risk of developing hair problem, notwithstanding some of the cases stated in the previous questions. Smoking and eating highly processed food, as I mentioned before, affect our overall body and health. And this directly impacts the hair follicles as well. In fact, physiological states of depression, such as low mood, discouragement, low self-esteem, and feeling drained can be a factor of reducing hair loss. I work with people who have stress. Obviously, stress is number one factor of one of the common factors that you lose hair. And losing hair affects your mental and your state of mind. So these two work hand in hand. Obviously, your mental health is depressing you, and also it's contributing to the hair loss. You see, so I have people that I work with them. You know, I work with them to boost their self-confidence, okay? To acknowledge the hair they have, to appreciate themselves, okay? And the combination of the scientific background of eating healthy diet, adding some protein, vegetables, drinking a lot of water, sleeping well, de-stressing, you know? Mm-hmm. The combination will help someone to maintain or to have good hair. Obviously, if you're worried about hair, let me give you a simple scenario. I have black girls, yeah, mm-hmm. or mistresses hair, who have friends who are European Caucasian hair, long hair. And I have daughters, three daughters. They come to say, "Mommy, I want my hair to be long and straight." I said, "No, darling. Your hair is genetically predisposed the way it's supposed to look, okay? Have confidence in your hair. Love your hair. Because if you put all this product in your hair, if you do treatment, keratin treatment, if you straighten your hair, if you relax your hair, you're changing the composition of the hair. So you're going to lose more hair, or you're going to change the way your hair looks, and you're going to damage your hair. So have the confidence. You see, sometimes they get bullied at school. So they want to change their hair. They want to look a certain way. Okay, mm-hmm. And social media is also not helping. Celebrities are also in it as well. They have to look a certain way. So our young children are also trying to be what they see online, what they see on the social media. So I go to schools, I go to colleges, I go to churches, I go to seminars, mm-hmm. to educate children. Okay, obviously adults have their set ways and they know what they know, but we have to educate the children, the young ones who have role models that they look up to. They want to look certain way. They want their hair to look certain way. They are stressed. It's affecting their mental health. And it's not helping them, you know? So I just help them, educate them, making them feel confident. I have a lady who I'm working with right now who is so stressed about her hair. So it's affecting her mental health. And she's losing more hair. So I have to advise her, counsel her, boost her confidence, do protective hairstyles for her that can also boost self-confidence, you know? And this work hand in hand. You know, when they come, I examine their hair. I help them through cosmetics, product to use. I have formulated my own cosmetic product where it helps to moisturize the hair, hydrolyze proteins, the oils that you use in your hair, and things that can help promote your hair growth and also retain the length, you see? So it's really a big deal. So I'm here to educate in schools, the young ones, even parents as well. Sometimes they have mistress hair children where they can't even manage the hair because they are not used to it. You know, I'm a foster carer as well, and I come across foster carers, parents who have Afro-textured child they're taking care of. They don't know where to start. And it affects them. It's stressing them out. And I am there to help them. I help them. They bring those children to me. I help them. I train them how to manage the hair, what product to use in the winter, in the summer. You know, it's a big deal right now. It's a big deal that I'm trying to also educate as well.
And I'm very glad that you mentioned that, that you mentioned the social media aspect, the children aspect, the type of pressure that young girls have of themselves feel from, I don't know, environment, schools, or like you mentioned, being bullied. This is something that we have to build awareness of every single little aspect that is out there, because it's just wrong for how certain environments using social media and how that affects our young generation. It's sad. It has been a tremendous mental health issue. Yes. I mean, I'm a dance teacher and I do teach thousands of kids, different countries. So you see the impact. You know, you can use social media and certain platforms in a very positive way, which is fantastic. But some of them, unfortunately, can affect others mentally very heavily. And that's something that is very, very sad.
Yeah.
So, you know, why there is a pressure, especially on us females, to have beautiful hair? You've mentioned about the culture. I've mentioned that too. But would you find anything else that comes with it?
Well, the pressure, you know, I cannot speak for everybody out there. But I think social media, as I mentioned, always has been the case. Your hair is your crown type of scenario with women. Long, shiny hair has always been depicted as a sign of good health, perhaps signifying to the male form that we were healthy enough to carry our offspring. Also, the visual, my dear, what you see matters. You know, our children are always online, you know, in the magazine, healthy hair. You know, you have to have a perfect look. And this pressure is not just on women, even men experiencing it too nowadays. We see an increase in a number of young men trying to address male pattern hair loss, which I have a lot of clients at the moment. But I think that a few decades ago, it wasn't that. Most men would just accept that this is how it went and go along with it. But now, no. So when it comes to the Caribbean, all right, you have to have long, silky hair, blonde or wig. So the pressures of having long straight wig is making our young girls buying wigs and applying glue to the wigs on the hairline, and it's destroying their hair. So this is when education comes in, that obviously if you're going to apply glue on your hairline, you're going to lose your hairline, and you cannot just regain your hairline in 2 days or 3 weeks. It might take 2 or 3 years. Okay. So this all boils down to the education. When it comes to culturally, even among the Black community, the Afro-textured hair, if you have long, thick Afro hair, that means you have beautiful hair. If your hair is not long and thick, it's like you don't have a lot of hair. But I always educate the young girls and ladies and women who come to me, and I'm working with them one-to-one and building their confidence that your hair is predisposed genetically. If it's going to grow 1 inch or 30 inch or half centimeter a month, nothing is going to make it longer. You have to make an optimal surroundings for your hair to grow in terms of correcting your hair, your diet, your stress levels low, how you sleep, the product you use, etc. If someone's hair is longer than yours, doesn't mean your hair is not growing. Your hair is growing at the rate with which genetically predisposed. Somebody's hair might grow longer than yours, doesn't mean your hair is not growing. However, people are manipulating, abusing the hair, so they are not retaining the length when it comes to Afro hair. So I educate them how to retain the length by trimming the hair, treating the hair with conditioning treatments and protein treatments and strengthening treatments, which I offer all that in my clinic and in my salon. You see, so the precious people wanted their hair to be straight. They use straightness, which will contribute in the future with CCCA, as I mentioned before. They are straightening their hair, relaxing their hair, which can also affect their hormones, you see, with the relaxers. So the precious is contributing to women and men out there having problems. I have young boys coming to me, Natalia, young boys coming to me, Auntie Belinda, my hair is breaking, my hair is shedding, what do you think? If they have already a predisposed genetic that they were going to have male pattern baldness in the future, stress is triggering it to happen earlier than before, than it's supposed to. So let's just say you reach 40 before you start having or experiencing male pattern baldness. They're experiencing it at teenage or in their early 20s because they are stressed. So it's triggering the gene to for them to lose their hair earlier than it's supposed to.
Right.
So all is social media and what we see and the judgment. People judge people according to how they look, according to how their hair look. You know, so if somebody's judging you based on how your hair is looking, obviously you're going to try so much hard. The pressure is on for you to look beautiful, women to look beautiful, silky, blonde. You can go to the Asian, Caucasian hair, European hair. They are bleaching their hair. They are putting peroxide, which will contribute to dryness, brittleness, frizzy. You know, I have a Caucasian, European women. I'm treating their hair, the hair shaft itself, because it's dry, it's blinking, it's breaking, it's flaking as well, because of all the dyes and the peroxide they're using in their hair. So I'm advising them. I've recommended treatment, certain amount of treatment to be done, and also in moderation of the colors they use in their hair. So the pressure is on, but education is the key, and having confidence in yourself with what you have. Yeah.
Correct. I think education is the key. That's 100%. So, you know, walk us through the hair hygiene. What's the ritual? What's the treatment?
Okay, treatment. Obviously, when you come to Caucasian hair, they have a lot of sebum secretion, which is the natural oils that we produce on our scalp, which lubricate the follicles or the hair. It's a natural oil. So you tend to wash your hair mostly every day or every other day, depending on how you feel your hair is oily. Okay. So some will say, okay, I'm doing it once a day or three times a day. However, if you have, I'm talking about Caucasian, European hair or even Asian hair, because they have straight and silky. So people like that can wash their hair 2-3 times a week if they want to. However, if they have seborrheic dermatitis or dry, scaly scalp conditions, which I have some women I'm working on and men, if you have that kind of cases, we customize a keratolytic treatment that treats the congestion flakes on the scalp and loosening the scale. Okay, so these are customized treatments. I help them to treat it. So the washing process is different from somebody who just have a normal hair scalp and scalp oily, you know, that they just wash anyhow. However, when it comes to Afro hair texture, because sebum secretion, our hair is coily and curly, so the oil doesn't actually extend to the shaft, hair shaft. So our hair is always dry and coarse. So we need butters, we need oils, we need moisturizers to maintain. Okay. So and it also depends on the climate. Yeah. When it comes to Afro hair, autumn and winter makes the hair dry and is brutal to Afro and curly hair textures, which is why it's good idea to keep hair in protective styling and to increase the use of oils and rich butters for extra moisture. So it depends on the climate. Yeah, it depends on what you're going through. It depends on your scalp. But I would say wash your hair frequently.
Right.
Moisturize it, condition it, trim it all the time. When you're having protective hairstyles for my Afro textured hair, make sure it's not too tight. You trim frequently, because when your hair is not trimmed, it tangles and then it breaks your hair breaks as well. When you have scaly scalp conditions, there are some oils to avoid. There are some shampoos in the to avoid. There are some ingredients to avoid. So I always have people who I recommend shampoos and conditioners. Some of them are medicated shampoos. I work on them one-to-one and show them what type of creams and oils and butters to avoid on the scalp. Mm-hmm. Because if you're using oils for your scalp, you need to know what kind of oils, because if you are susceptible with certain oils, if you have scaly scalp condition, just such as psoriasis or seborrheic dermatitis, there are certain things you should avoid. That is why my clinic, we have come up with shampoos, conditioners, clarifying shampoos, even shampoos and conditioners for braids and extensions, because your hair needs to be cleansed. Clean scalp, healthy scalp equals healthy hair.
There you go. That was my next statement I wanted to ask you. Do you think like healthy bodies, healthy hair? And you just confirmed that.
Yes, because if you don't have a healthy scalp, the hair cannot grow properly. Mm-hmm. You know, your hair, the follicles are not happy. They are all blocked. They are all clogged up. Okay. Especially, I'm going to pinpoint this. Afro-Caribbean hair, or I'll say Afro hair, textures hair. Women, some of the women don't tend to wash their hair. They'll have braids or wigs on for 2 months, for 3 months, for 6 weeks. They need to know that your scalp is an extension of your face, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's covered with hair. So if you don't cleanse your scalp, let's say every 2 weeks or every other week, you are developing dead cells, dead skin, flaky, dandruff, okay? And then if they keep applying oils and conditioners and products on it, it makes it worse.
Right.
Okay. So if you don't have a cleansed scalp, an optimal environment for your hair to grow, even though your hair is genetically predisposed to grow half an inch a month, it's not going to grow because your scalp is not cleansed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts from the scalp, the healthy scalp, eating well, drinking well, cutting down junk food or processed food, smoking, cutting down smoking if you can. You know, all these are factors that will help your hair to grow.
Fantastic how informative this interview is, especially for, you know, I know men, I'm not trying to exclude, obviously, my males audience, but you know, for females, hair is something so crucial. So I think the whole education now we've got with this interview is something that I will have to listen and again make my notes, you know, because so much information to absorb. But it's fantastic because it shows you, you know, how little we know and how much we can learn, and I love that. About
yeah, that is why
I have, it's always something new to discover, and that's the beauty.
Yeah. Yeah, that is why I went into trichology, because I've been a hairdresser for years, obviously, and I know about hair styling and what suits you and the traces of the hair, you know, but I realized it's more to just hairstyling. So I even educate hairdressers as well that if someone is losing their hair, if they are not having appropriate hairstyling or conditioning or moisturizing or good shampoo, you know, they can lose the hair. That is why I went to trichology. I studied the scientific, the science of hair, how it grows, how it translates, how you can have an optimal hair growth, how nutrition affects the hair, yeah? How basic, you know, diet, good diet can actually help your hair grow, like protein, iron, selenium, okay, vitamin B12, omega-3 fatty food. So when someone comes to me, I delve into all that because it's a holistic approach, discipline, trichology. So if we delve into all this, we have specific blood tests that we recommend the GPs to do. And then when it comes, okay, we will see what your deficiencies are. So I never recommend any sort of like supplements for anyone. I have people I'm working with. I have patients I'm working with right now, working on their irons. Their vitamins, their protein, their vitamin B12, their vitamin D, because if you're lacking something, then you can sort it out, okay? So if you just have a lot of supplements on your table just because you think you need it, you might be overdosing, and overdosing on, let's say, vitamin A can also contribute to hair loss. So when someone comes to us and we realize that she's lacking or he is lacking nutrition, either it's iron or they're anemic or they don't have enough protein, when the blood test comes, when we refer you to the GP for the blood test, and it comes and you read and we know the specific type of deficiencies you lack, then we will address that, okay? Mm-hmm. And that will help to rectify the problem. But people are out there having so many food supplements on their tables that they are taking, and it's actually contributing to their hair loss.
Yeah.
So that is number one, education, because you can get them in food. But if you don't get enough, that is when you supplement. But how do you know which one to supplement if you don't know from the blood test? So when they come to us, when they come to me, I have one-to-one consultation. I check their blood, their nutrition, everything, the food they eat, the sleeping pattern, and then I recommend the blood test.
Right.
It comes, yes, because it's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the great conclusion of this interview, you know, to always try to dig deep and figure out what your body is missing. So healthy mind, healthy body, healthy hair, basically. Well, I wanted to thank you so much for this interview, because I think it was a lot to absorb, a lot of crucial information for females, young girls, men. You have to listen again and again to make your little notes, but that's the educational side of everything. I love it. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for educating us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And people can check my Instagram, Belinda.
All your socials, that's going to be there, all your socials, Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so everyone can actually contact you, check you out, check your business. And if they have health problem, definitely that's the place to be.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Natalia.
Thank you, Belinda. You have a lovely day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, team, so now it's time for our workout. But before we continue, here are some valuable information from our station sponsors.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Galar Light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and Scalar Light researcher, has created the world's only Scalar Light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com. Or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now. But did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, team, so now it's time for our workout. Today we're gonna focus on upper body and core as well. So push-up, different push-up variations. Yes, I know us ladies, we're not necessarily very happy with push-ups. They're not our best friends, but here are some different variations that you can do. So if you're a fully beginner, you can start your push-ups with standing position. Go against the wall, and all you're gonna do is try to do that push-up against the wall. Basically, you're leaning forward, open your hands, and try to cut yourself, your body, against that wall. Nose should be as close to the wall as possible. And then you're pushing back again. And let the body drop forward towards the wall. And again, catch it and try to push back. Okay, that's the first one. Let's see how it goes. Next one, slightly harder, you can do push-up with the chair. So I would like you to face the chair, go to your plank position, but hold that chair, okay? So you're gonna go all the way down. Again, nose should be as close to your chair as possible, okay? All the way down, keep your elbows in and push all the way up. And again, all the way down and again, all the way up. If you want to, you can go on your knees as well. That's another option, another easier variation of your push-ups. Try those, see how you feel. And the last version that I have for you is either strict push-up, okay? So legs straight, plank position, elbows in, you go all the way down to the floor and all the way up. You can also bend your knees, but make sure you keep your bum with you, hips with you, squeeze your glutes, belly button in, go all the way down and go all the way up. Make sure that nose is close to the floor, so don't cheat, don't go just halfway. And if this is still too difficult, team, no problem at all. We're gonna go all the way to the floor. We're gonna drop that chest completely. Take those hands off the floor. And then push your whole body up. That's right. We're going back to that plank position. And again, drop that chest all the way down. And try to bring yourself all the way back up. Fantastic, team. So look, we have at least 4 different variations of push-ups. So if you don't like push-ups, try to find your own variation that will make you really happy with it. And then try 12 or 20 reps, or as many reps as you can. Or maybe you prefer to work on time, so try to work for first 30 seconds, then 40, then you can extend the work time. Rest in between at least 30 seconds, 45 seconds, so you give your body good rest, your muscles good rest, okay? Let me know how you feel, guys. Let me know how this variation of push-ups feels for you. Maybe you have another one that I don't know about. So just let me know, DM me, send me a message. You can send it to me on Instagram, you can follow me, Fitness with NK, or just drop me an email. Thank you so much for being with me, and I'll see you next time. For many, the state of our hair, particularly when it's bad, can completely knock our self-confidence and be a huge insecurity. The effects of hair loss or a receding hairline can have a dramatic effect on the way you feel about yourself. Girls as young as 8 years old report not liking their natural hair and being teased and bullied because of it. We need to build more awareness and spread more education about this matter. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as well as our short workout together. Speaking of workouts, I have for you another fantastic opportunity to burn some calories. My new class, Hip Hop and HIIT, on the 26th of March from 2 to 3:30 p.m. in Central London, Studio 68. It is a great way to burn some calories, work on your muscles, and have tremendous amount of fun to the beat of your best hip hop and R&B tracks. So make sure you book your spot via my website, www.nataliakotowska.com. All profits from the class will be donated to Ukrainian children. If you have any questions, please contact me. Follow me on Instagram, fitnesswith1k, where you can leave your message. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you for listening. I will see you next time.